Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful conversation for you today, folks. The LAPD arrested a Democratic Los Angeles councilman on Monday after he and other demonstrators blocked the entrance to a downtown Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center for about an hour. What a statement that brings, because as many of you know, if you saw the news, Nebraska GOP office windows smashed by bricks, abolish ICE, spray painted inside. That's how Democrats want to make America great. That's what they're doing. They may disagree with Trump, but that's what they're doing. They're not constructively doing anything. A defendant made it look like an accident and fooled a lot of people many, 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 many years ago. Yes, a lawyer accused of murdering his wife in 1973 staged a car crash to cover it up is convicted. You might get away with it for a little while, but it'll catch up to you. A good Samaritan makes it his mission to find and clean and restore veterans' monuments long forgotten. This is something we need to hear more of. It's something that needs to be heard a lot more of. Something that you don't really hear about. Secretary of State Mike Palmetto will depart for a third North Korean trip on July 5th, White House says. I'm going to get into that and everything, you know, with these new photos. Is North Korea playing us? I'm waiting for this, and you're probably going to hear this first, and I'll get into this. I'm going to say something about this that I'm waiting, and I'm going to get into what I guarantee is you will hear from the left. Also, there was in Thailand, a dozen boys of a youth football team and their coach have been found alive in a cave. I want to get into that. Much, much more, including an ABC News person that is leaving after a botched report. Wow. They botch all kinds of stuff. Why aren't they all being thrown out? I'll get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Peter 5:10. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have surrendered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I want to get into this because this just infuriates me. I don't care. Okay, when Obama was president, were we saying, okay, you know, F the Obamacare and bashing windows and breaking windows at Democratic offices? Were we doing that? My producer is shaking her head no, because we weren't doing it. But that's how Democrats want to make America great. Let's just burn buildings, you know. Let's burn buildings because, you know, that's how we're going to make America great. We're going to smash windows. I'm surprised they didn't set the place on fire. I mean, that's really going to make America great. You know? But then it's coming from the same party that only certain lives matter, you know. Oh, the kids at the border matter, but a kid and a woman doesn't matter. A black lives matter if it's killed by a white man or a cop. But a black life doesn't matter if it's a Chicago person or an illegal that kills them. if a brat kills a brat, who cares? Say what you want about Glenn Beck. He was at the border with soccer balls and raised millions of dollars to help these kids that were separated from their parents. And there was no the media mocked him. They weren't sitting there praising him. It's all about the Democratic message and what they want you to believe, what they want you to hear, what they want you to see. They want to talk about income inequality until Hillary Clinton, we're not talking about my $80 million. We're not talking about my $100 million. I've said it before. We're one step away from a, what would you call that, a revolution again? You know, what was it, like 4% or 3 or 4% the taxes went up and we had a tea party and we took all the tea and threw it into the river in Boston? Now it goes up like 30%. Oh, whatever, who cares, you know? I mean, you think about it. You'll put money in a parking meter to help pay for a road that you already pay for with your taxes. I mean, that's what's wrong with this country. That's what's wrong. People don't care. How dare Trump separate kids? How dare he, that evil bigot that's breeding children that came here illegally? That's the problem in this country, folks. Democrats can't do wrong, because if Democrats did wrong, Lord help them. They can't do wrong. That's the problem. They try to blame Trump for everything when half the problem isn't even his. No one cares. No one, they don't. It's like that lady on that was on year months and months ago, that socialist college kid that's like, you know, with Neil Kovitz, and like, well, the 1% should pay tax, you know, school should be free and this and that. And she couldn't, he's like, well, okay. Yeah, if the 1% paid 100% in taxes, the 1%, their earnings, if the 1% were taxed 100%, guess what? You would pay for Social Security for like 2 years, maybe a year and a half, and then you'd be, then what do you do? You know, that's not school. I mean, that you might pay for one college for like 2 or 3 years, and then you'd be, then that's one college. I mean, people just think that, and who's going to stay around in a country where I'm going to get taxed 100%? Well, we need to make sure these fat cats pay their fair share. Well, if that's the case, then why hasn't Congress done anything to stop it? Because most of these congressmen are the 1%. There are many congressmen that have $100 million net worth, and they don't want to have, they want to have these loopholes so that they can get away without paying taxes. So they're going to donate money into a charity organization that they run so they can take the money and use it. Most politicians, if you really look into what they're doing, Hillary Clinton, she's just laundering money. She'll have a charity organization. This is the Saving Mr. Banks charity. This is to help out all those kids and give them wonderful things. Okay, well, that's your charity. So you're taking money, and instead of paying taxes, you're donating it to a charity that you run so you can take that money out of the charity, and it's free money. So you can get away with paying taxes and keep the money at the same time. That's what they're doing. They're donating money to their own charity so that they can avoid paying taxes but keep the money. Genius. That's the problem. Like Donald Trump said, when he was questioned about not paying taxes, he goes, well, I'm using the same loopholes you are to get away with paying as little taxes as possible. I'm using legal loopholes that if you're really concerned about me not paying my taxes, and why didn't you sit there and stop these? Well, you've been in Congress, you've been in the government for how long? 30 years? You could have gotten rid of these loopholes a long time ago. You didn't, because you use those same damn loopholes. That's the problem. We have ICE for a reason, because you have illegals coming into this country. from Mexico, from Iran, Iraq, Chad, from all these other countries. Oh, we should just have, and then you got these Democrats that think we should just have an open border. Well, you should just really just come in here. Why don't we have 100% open borders to where we pass a law nationally to where there is no country, to where you don't need ID, you don't need nothing, you can go anywhere in the world. There is no country. There's no such thing as China. There's no such thing as North Korea. There's no such thing as South Korea. There's no such thing as America. You can just go wherever you want, live wherever you want, do whatever you want.
South or North.
No.
I don't see China, Japan.
I don't see any.
London.
But that's what these liberals think. Everything, every border, there shouldn't be a border anywhere. You should be able to, if you think, what you need to do is have these liberals go to real China, where people are executed in mass, because why don't you try to sneak, what we should do is have a game show, have a liberal game show where they go from South Korea and they have to get into North Korea through the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, with all the, like, the electrical fences that can basically kill you, and they have, like, the landmines everywhere. Yeah. And if you get into North Korea, guess what? You win. You're a free citizen. Well, under North Korea, so you'd have to praise the Kim Jong-un, and that's if they don't kill you for trespassing, you know, and it's a win-win. They get a win and when they go to North Korea, but at the same time, they get to also have, not only do they win, they get to see what it's like to live in a socialist country with a Juche ideology. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, we can put it on NBC. How dare we, how dare we say, well, kids are not separated from their parents anymore. That's been stopped by Trump until.
Yeah, don't hear them stop talking about it.
Yeah, they act like it.
Going on.
Yeah. And they couldn't have me on. They couldn't have me on NBC. I'd tear them up. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so I got a question for you. Okay. So where are all these kids in North America who their parents are either in prison or they're hooked on drugs that Child Protective Services had to rip them away from their kids? Where is all the outrage with that? Where are the people stepping up and saying, yeah, I'm going to take a kid in who the parents are going to be in prison for 40 years. I'm going to take that kid in. I'm going to raise them. Where's their media? Where's their attention? Where's their billions of dollars? Where's their celebrities saying, yeah, I'm going to raise money for them? No, I don't have to raise money. I'm going to donate millions. Where's their voice? You're hearing me talk about it here, but where's the voice in the national media? Where was the freaking media when Glenn Beck was at the border trying to do some humanitarian aid for these kids being separated that are illegals, saying this is a human thing. This is not a left issue. This is not a right issue. This is about kids being separated from their parents. Whether, I mean, granted, they're not legal. You know, the parents are usually risking their lives and their kids' lives trying to get them across this border. But where was the outrage back then? Oh, yeah, Obama. It's just like they ask all these questions about Trump and his possible infidelity. Which, are you going to believe a stripper? Are you going to believe a porn star? Well, they ask Ivanka Trump and all these Trump family members about the infidelity of Trump. But how many times has Chelsea been asked about the infidelity of Bill? How many times? Oh, yeah, that's right. You haven't heard, because they won't do that. They won't do that. You know, I could have respect for the Democratic Party if they said, hey, this has been going on for a very, 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 very long time. We need to do something to ensure as a nation that we have plans in place so that if they want to come over here, I don't mind Mexicans coming here legally. But I'm tired of these people coming over here telling our president to go F himself, waving the Mexican flag. I mean,
yeah,
when my forefathers came here, do you know what they did? Where's the American flag? I'm an American, thank God. They were proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. And I gladly thank the men who died who gave that right to me. And I'll proudly stand up. Not now. Now you have people come over here that are waving the Mexican flag. They don't care about America. Oh, well, they just want all the free benefits. If they were waving the American flag saying, yes, I'm an American, thank God. Okay, but they're not doing that. There's a big difference. The Secretary of State, Mike Palmetto, is going back to North Korea for his third trip on July 5th, the White House says. And is North Korea playing us? Is it? And we're not really giving them anything. It's not like we're saying, oh, here's the world. No. We're doing intelligence. Now that there are satellite photos and imagery that's showing that some of these nuclear places might be expanding, we're doing stuff. That's right. We're looking into it. Is it real? Is stuff happening? You know, I'm hesitant because this is what I wanted to get into, because I'm waiting for them to say, well, look, North Korea's not, they're expanding the nuclear program. It's not slowing down. And guess what? No, maybe Trump is in bed with North Korea. Maybe Trump is, there's got to be some collusion with North Korea. There's got to be something, you know, because there can't be positives coming out of North Korea. Unfortunately, the mainstream media can never say one freaking positive thing about Trump. Well, yeah, they can. Okay, his last day in office will be. That's about the only positive thing they'll say out of him. The problem you have, and I found this video on YouTube, and it's a compilation. I just love it. Well, out of all the Republican nominees, who do you think has the best chance of winning the presidential nomination, you know, to become the Republican nominee for president? Donald Trump. Whatever. And they go on and on and on, all this stuff, and like, well, it's going to take a festive miracle. So my analytical model has never been wrong. Hillary Clinton, I predict her to win, and it's never been wrong. Never, ever, ever. We know she's going to win 100%, but we got to at least give Donald Trump 5%. You know, we can't say 99.9% that he's going to lose. We got to give him at least 5%. Then halfway through, it's at 60% and this and that. You mean we got to win Florida? Lose Florida. We have to win Pennsylvania? Lose it. And it's hilarious. I think the media is almost as bad as Hillary Clinton in the fact that they have not, I really don't believe the mainstream media has really conceded. We know Hillary Clinton couldn't concede the night of the election. She couldn't come out to her supporters and say, oh, we lost. And that's what's going on here. North Korea is going in the right direction, but we need to be doing our due diligence. Is this satellite imagery showing? Are these things expanding? Are they getting bigger? Are they on one hand shaking our hand and buddy buddy with this, but in the back of in the, with their hand behind their back with one hand behind their back, they're tricking us and they're lying to us and they're still doing. We got to do a due diligence to make sure that they're not producing nuclear weapons, they're not expanding the production, they're not doing this stuff. And that's what, unfortunately, true Trump supporters are not going to blow smoke up Trump's ass every time he does something or says something. We're going to disagree with things he's done. You know, just like North Korea, we're going to take it. Yeah, is it great that we're trying to build a relationship? Yeah, but there are some things that don't look right from a satellite photo, and we need to do our due diligence. And, you know, just like when Bill Clinton was president. If he would have done something right, Bill Clinton did do something right. He chose someone other than Hillary Clinton. But like, if somebody does something good, we say, hey, we like this about him, or we didn't like this about him. You know, we are tolerant of people, even if we don't agree with them. That's why you have. That's why we don't break windows if we disagree with somebody. I think Trump needs to pass an executive order that these children separated from their parents, they have to find a Democratic home and they have to take them in. The family, since they don't live here, they don't have any, you know. See, but if Hillary Clinton had gotten in, they wouldn't be talking about that border stuff. They wouldn't be talking about it because that would make, because she can't look bad. That's why Obama didn't do anything because, well, he couldn't go into Syria. He didn't want to look bad. Same with Bill Clinton. There were a lot of things that he should have done, but he didn't do them because he doesn't want to be looking bad. He doesn't want to be seen as someone that goes to war or does something to protect this country. There's 37 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you live. You got to do your due diligence. Know what you see, you know? Now, I think this is kind of a sham of a story, but, you know, Brian Ross is out at ABC News months after botched report on Donald Trump and Russia tanked stock market. I kind of feel like this is a story that's kind of like, well, see, we're not fake news. We're cleaning out the people that make false stories or whatever, you know, alter the truth or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. Chief executive correspondent Brian Ross is leaving ABC News 7 months after he botched an executive report on Donald Trump and the Russia that sent the stock market tumbling. I kind of feel like with all this stuff that's going on, they're just like, look, we're cleaning the house. Just like every once in a while, Democrats will find someone that they can use as an escape goat. Look, this is what's going on, folks. This is, he did this, and we're cleaning house. We're Democrats. We get rid of the bad people. You know? And he's just wondering, look, we're cleaning our house. We can't have someone like this on our team. Dude, if you were to say that this stuff is all, like, if he is really leaving for the reasons that they're saying, half of MSNBC, when name someone on MSNBC that should be there. Or they all, they're so leftist. They're so indoctrinated into their view. That's why when it comes to the election night, most people don't watch them. They want to have an objective viewpoint. That's why if you watch like an election night, they will have the tallies will be in. Okay, folks, Michigan is calling it. Michigan is going to Donald J. Trump. It's been called. They've called it done. Go to MSNBC. Well, folks, Michigan is just so close to call. We can't call it yet. You know, it's still too close to call. They've already called it. They've already reported enough precincts are in, enough votes are in, and you go to like an ABC center, oh, it's too close to call. No, they're trying to hold out for any hope of a miracle that maybe. Because they're so indoctrinated. They're so, I could respect ABC if they had conservatives on their show that say, hey, this is this viewpoint, this is, and we're objective. No, but they have their anchors on CNN are just like Brian Ross. They make up all kind of crap. But, you know, see, we're not fake news. We're cleaning our house. That's right. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, that's the world we live in, you know. They try to pretend like they're cleaning house and trying to do something. This is crazy. A lawyer accused of murdering his wife in 1973, staging a car crash to cover it up, is finally convicted. I'm one of those people that if you're guilty, you will be convicted at something. They will find you. If you are innocent, you will be set free. A lawyer in Illinois who was accused of murdering his young wife in 1973 and staging a car crash to make it look to make her death look like an accident was finally found guilty on Monday of killing her. Donnie Rudd, now 76, was convicted in Cook County, the Chicago Tribune reported. I know where Cook County is. I've been to that actual courthouse. Prosecutors in a week-long trial argued Rudd staged the death of his wife, then 19-year-old Corrine Karimta Rudd in Barrington in September of 1973. In Barrington, Illinois. Oh, exactly where that is. That's just sad. That he, you know, and the motive was $100 worth of insurance money, $120,000 worth of insurance money, and he killed her to get it. And he staged it to look like it was an accident so he could collect the money. And he used to be a prominent real estate attorney who lost his state license in 1994 after being suspected of fraud and faces a minimum of 14 years behind bars. And it was some of this, like this fraud and stuff, that there were some things that had been going on that they were kind of investigating, saying, hey, because of this and this. So, it's going to be interesting. You know, he'll live his life out in jail. But, you know, I mean, I believe if you're guilty, you'll be found guilty. If you're innocent, you're found innocent. It's just one of those things that people, I don't know. I'm going to get into this. This is just incredible. There is a youth football team that was found safe. They were like in a cave, and they were
found them.
That's the thing people don't realize. they've been found, but they haven't been able to get them out. I've actually gone spelunking. If you don't know what that is, it's interesting. Oh, you want to go see this cool cavern? Cool. And you literally go through an area that's like, there's like 2 inches between your, if you're on your stomach, there's about 2 inches before you touch the ceiling. There's about 2 inches on each side of you, and you have to crawl through this little tiny thing. And after about an hour and a half, we call it, see this beautiful, oh, it's gorgeous, really high up. Okay, now you got to go back.
Wow. 2.5 miles. They have to go through to get out.
Yeah.
If they don't go through and dig another hole, or if they wait for the waters to release, that could be up to months. So there's another huge drain coming.
Yeah.
2.5 miles, like half of it is almost straight down. And it is so small. They can only have 2 people with a boy, with the 2 boys.
Yeah.
At a time. Yeah. And none of them know how to even swim to do that.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is. Yeah, and there's some people that say that, well, they, yeah, they've been found, but will they survive? There's talk about that. The things you don't think about is, okay, well, guess what? They got to go to the bathroom somehow. Yeah, yeah. This is very interesting. A bid to split California into three states gains traction. Could it really happen? Could California be three states? Some people want it because, hey, we're very, 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 very conservative. And we're tired of being, have all this super ultra liberalism. Okay, we have to pay 50 million% higher taxes because we live in California and we don't believe in all this stuff. I don't want to up and move just because in a midterm season marked by primary upsets and the prospect of Democrats claiming a congressional check on President Trump's power, another sensational development has been the momentum behind the ballot measure to split up the unwieldily high tax state of California. A California Secretary of State last month verified almost 500,000 signatures collected by Cal3 Initiative, backed by Tim Draper, qualifying it for a November ballot. The bid split California into three separate states become a reality. If they do that, could they take and California shouldn't worry about getting their driver's licenses redone quite yet. The initiative has plenty of hurdles to surmount if it even beats the odds and is approved by November. Even if they get it on the ballot, there's so many. How does it measure into the federal legalization? I mean, can they legally, federally divide into three states? How does it affect the states we have? Because I was told Texas is the only state that could truly secede from the U.S. and be its own nation or whatever. And plus, they got like a state constitution and the federal constitution. And that's what they're wanting to find out. Maybe they can legally do this. Maybe we don't know. It may not even be legally allowed, so who knows? But a lot of people want it just because of the simple fact that, no offense, but hey, you and I are very conservative. And if we're in a sect and if our voice can't be heard and we have to pay, okay, we're going to have a 75% tax because we have to pay that because we live in a very, very liberal area when we shouldn't, you know, I mean, and that's one of those things that you you know, and because I have friends that live in a very, 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 very conservative part of San Diego where there are huge, like, where's my rocket launcher? I want to have rocket launchers and AR-15s. I want to have like a gunner on my roof with a 50 cal, you know, protect my home. And, you know, and when they feel that their voice can never be heard because a good chunk of California is 100% super ultra progressive socialist communist liberals. I think everything should be just given to you. You should have everything free, free, free. You shouldn't have borders. You should be able to travel wherever you want, anywhere in the whole wide world. Why do we have nations? Mm-hmm. Let's see if you can hear me. But I love this. This is just amazing. This is a good Samaritan honors veterans by restoring gravestones, celebrating their stories. And they're really, really old. Some of these are really old. And he's going back and he's taking, you know, and he's cleaning up old blackened stones by the elements and decades in the glass. And he's cleaning them up and trying to get them to where they can be read again and seen again. And it's just, Andrew Lemish arrives at a historic Tampa area cemetery without fanfare or attention. It's what he does. You know, that's what we do. I mean, I'll buy a vet's meal or a cop's meal. I don't say anything. It's not about fanfare. It's about doing the right thing. I'm glad this is coming to light in a way that people are saying that, hey, And I guess he's taking photographs of some of the gravestones and stuff. Because, like, see, well, I live in a place where the War of 1812 happened, where Tecumseh was. And history is really pushed in this area. It's talked about. That's why when you have, like, when I go, we have a thing called every year called the Feast of the Hunter's Moon, where we go back and we live the times of the 1800s and the 1700s and stuff of Fort Vietnam. And it's great when you can go there and you can share your knowledge of history and how life was and stuff that goes on, because you can't know. I mean, I always use the restaurant analogy. Look at what Ray Kroc did to McDonald's. Look what the McDonald's brothers did. He said, okay, well, yeah, you've got one store. I want to expand it. I want to do more. I want to, you know, yeah, I want to take your idea and make it big. Well, I want to do what this, you know, would you want to look into history? Okay, well, what places were successful? What weren't successful? Why would you, Burger Chef, did many things before McDonald's, but when they were bought by, I think, General Foods, and then they didn't want to do anything in the restaurant business, so they just sold it off. You know, there you go. But you want to look at success by, okay, this is what they let's follow this model because they're successful. How can you know where to go if you don't know where your past is? If you don't know where you were in the past, how can you go forward? You know, and that's what, you know, and knowing a lot about the history and stuff that goes on in this world, you know, that's what's great about this. And history is pushed here. And my point is there are some old graves, and it's just, and like whenever I go, I always try to clean them off and just, you know, so that people can see them and read them and just know about, hey, the people that lived here and the names. And especially when I would go to the Greenbrier Cemetery, you know, they have like the Civil War deaths and, you know, old army stuff. And I've always whenever I've gone, even to visit my friends that have died, I've always just made it a point to clean off any debris or anything. And it's just neat to see a guy actually going there and doing this and taking of his time and taking chemicals and trying to clean them up and make them legible, and so that we can see these people that died for our country and made it what it is. You know, America is not where it is because people were given stuff and were sitting on their butt. And, you know, my dad, my car kind of took a crap, so it kind of runs, but until it figures out what's wrong with it, I'm not running it. I don't want to damage it. But when me and my dad were talking in the car, I'm like, no one wants to work anymore. No one wants to. Everyone thinks, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to be a CEO. I'm going to have a $100,000 bathroom. I'm just going to live the good life. Or in culinary school, they think, I'm just going to become an executive chef, sit in an office all day and not have to really work. And what they're finding out, well, no one wants to be the cook. So I have to sit there and do all my paperwork and do all my stuff. Then I have to work on the line and be a position because I can't find enough people. Then I still got to finish all my, I got to do everything I have to do as the exec chef, and I have to be the line cook and do all that stuff because no one wants to work. You want to get your HVAC certification? There's good jobs out there. You want to be a welder? There's good jobs out there. You want to be an electrician, real journeyman? Great jobs out there. Plumbers? But no one wants to do that work. They want to go to university so that they can graduate and be a CEO and not have to lift a finger. Well, it's going to be a while before that's going to happen. This America was made great because people busted their butt to make it what it is. Imagine the teenager of today coming over here in the Mayflower. Okay, who do I talk to about having my house built? Hello? Where's the government? I need money. Hello? I need my house built. Hello? Yeah, your house is built. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. See those trees? You take a handsaw with someone else, you cut the trees down, you cut them into logs, and you cut them and shape them, and they wouldn't even... this generation just makes me sick that most of them, not all of them, but a good chunk of them, don't want to know their history, don't know their history, don't want to work, they don't want to, you know, everything should be given to me. Why should I have to leave with called debt? That's our generation, folks. That's our generation. You know, we have a society where, don't worry, we're not fake news. We're getting rid of Brian Ross because he had some bad stories. No, if you were to get rid of all the people that had bot stories, ABC would be shut down. NBC would be shut down. CBS gone. MSNBC gone. CNN gone. No, they're trying to act like, oh, we're cleaning house. We're getting rid of the bad people. We're all great. He was just a bad apple. BS. Just like the border thing. I would love to have some liberals saying, hey, I'm a liberal, but you know what? This border crap's been going on way too long, and it's nice to see Trump trying to do something to fix it. Now, you either help and try to fix the border situation, or shut up, because there's all these rallies now. Stop, you know, these separating kid rallies. I'm like, I just make me want to vomit. Because I'm like, where the heck were you when that was going on under Obama, under Bush, under Clinton? But don't worry, you know. They get deported every once in a while. You know, they call them the immigration on themselves because they're gonna get married, and you know the whole wedding party gets brought down. They even get fed lunch. Got to put that Cheech and Chong thing in there. I love, but I mean, all this. I'm waiting for someone on the left to say, "Yeah, this has been going on for a very long time. Something has to." No, all this world is a party politics, left, right, left, right, left, right. And, you know. There's no one in the middle saying, hey, we need to do what's best. Screw Trump, screw Hillary, screw it. We got to do what's right. If Trump is what's right, praise him. If what he's doing is not right, then say, hey, I agree. We need to fix something. This is how I can show you it needs to be fixed. Here's my math. This is where, okay, if you're gonna tax the 1%, 100% of their income, I'm going to show you how that can pay for everyone's college. I got the math right here. You can have anyone you want to look at it, but this is how I'm showing you. I'm going to be able to, and I'm showing you also how they're going to stay there and how these people are not going to leave. That when you tax them that high, you know. But that's the issue. No one cares. They just want to, that's why you have so many people on the left that are like, well, wait a minute here, folks. I'm against vetting when Trump's in office, but I supported it when Obama was in office. Because they don't, they're about party politics. They're about, I'm supporting, it's not about, they don't care. They don't know anything. They're just, I support Democrats, hate Republicans, no matter what. And that's the problem in this world. You need to have people that are educated, that wake up and say, hey, I disagree with, I mean, I support Trump, but this is where I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. I support him on most things, but this, no. Like, I'm a Trump supporter, but when he had Jeff Sessions, well, anyone who smokes pot, you can't be good if you smoke pot. I want to give a shout out, a big shout out to a state I used to live in, Vermont, who legalized recreational marijuana. And if I remember correctly, they were the first state to do it through government legislation. It wasn't like a proposition. It wasn't like there was like a thing that they voted on. Vermont is the first state to legalize recreational marijuana through a legislative vote. What that means is, they didn't put a vote on the ballot, and in November, the people voted to legalize it. The government said in Vermont, we're going to legalize recreational marijuana. Do you know why they're doing that? I will tell you why. Because pot is dangerous. It's deadly. It's evil. It's so bad. And, okay, let's legalize it. And Colorado votes, and the people vote to have it legalized. Teen use of it has not gone up. If anything, it's gone down. Everything they said that was going to happen with pot when you legalized it hasn't happened. And these true demonizing pot marijuana people don't know what to do because they can't really say anything negative because there's nothing negative. And there was a report that came out in Washington State where they said, you know, well, if you look at, you know, accidents behind the wheel with pot, you know, accidents behind the wheel of like, quadrupled in Washington State, which they haven't done in Colorado, and I don't know if it's true about Washington State. And this person goes, what does pot have to do with it? Make alcohol illegal. Wait a minute, alcohol is illegal. If you get behind the wheel drunk and drive, how is that alcohol's fault? Are you gonna ban alcohol to try to stop drinking and driving? Yeah, that's the problem. If you don't know this by now, I gotta write this down. I gotta get a hold of Heidi. I'm trying to get her on my show. But yeah, her partner is Irvin Rosenfeld, one of the five medical marijuana patients left. And I hope I can get to talk to him, get him on the program. Well, I gotta call her. I might try to do that tomorrow, right here. But your body is made of cannabinoids. Your body has cannabinoids in there. That's what cannabis is made out of. That's why people who take THC and CBD and they make like an essential oil out of like a concentrate like Rick does, that's why they get so much healing benefit from it, because it's replenishing some of the cannabinoids in your actual body and your actual system. And it's nice to see Vermont. I love Vermont. It's very liberal. I will grant that, but I've actually had the pleasure of being around very liberal and very conservative and seeing the benefits of, yeah, there are some things that are benefit with liberal things to an extent, but then it gets to the point where, okay, after a while, yeah, something has to be done because it's not sustainable. It's kind of, I always use the MC Hammer effect where, oh, man, when I get it, when I make it big, man, I'm hooking you all up. And before you know it, he was handing out more money to his buddies than he was going to help when he made it big. He was handing out more than he was bringing in, and he couldn't sustain it. But, I mean, there's lots of, like, in this legislation, smoking marijuana is barred in public places, and renters need to ask their landlord permission, because you could rent a place, niggas, to know we don't allow smoking in this at all. Nowhere on the premises. You can't grow without their permission, because you can still get in trouble if you get caught growing and they don't allow it. So, I mean, there's still, but adults that are 21 are able to possess up to an ounce, 21 grams of marijuana. Two mature marijuana plants or four immature plants. So, I mean, it's a start. So, I got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and I can't, somehow, I think it's, I want to watch that, because, I work, and I was taking my little break and trying to figure out, okay, is my wife taking me home? Am I walking home? Am I hitchhiking? What am I doing? Because it's fun, man. It's fun to hitchhike, man. Put your thumb out there. You don't know who you're going to get. And I remember one time I was doing that, hitchhiking, and a semi pulled up. And I get in, and when I leave, this guy goes, tell him Large Marge sent you. I've never hitchhiked. Yeah, we're working. And right when I'm getting ready to go, Columbia and England. And I got to see that because it was a 1-1 game with a shootout and England won. It's been a great World Cup. You know, Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0. And, of course, you have all the haters out there that are like, yeah, why am I going to watch a game where they struggle to score? If you don't understand how 1-1 with the shootout, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's just been a great World Cup. And I still think Uruguay has a chance. I don't know, but I think they got a tough test in France. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see, folks. And if you haven't heard by now, supposedly Cristiano Ronaldo has quit Real Madrid. He said that a million times. I don't know what to believe with him anymore. I don't know if he's done with football or if he's going anywhere. All I've been heard is rumors are coming around that he is quitting Real Madrid. So we'll have to wait and see how that happens, folks. If that happens, I don't know. Until I see him holding a shirt at AC Milan or Bayer Leverkusen or Manchester United or Chelsea or anything, until I hear that and I see the shirt and he's got a Man City jersey on or a Chelsea jersey on or United or whoever, I won't believe it. I think he may be saying, hey, I've had a great career. I'm leaving on top. Who knows?
What would you think if they came to you now?
I'd be ecstatic. Yes. I'd be ecstatic. If we get 2-3 good years out of him. He's in phenomenal, phenomenal shape.
Nope. You had to get rid of Rooney because he was too old. Can't have him.
How have they done since they got rid of Alex Ferguson when he left? We got Fellaini. We play long ball football. We talk about our favorite movies during the game because they're so boring.
Look at,
if I remember correctly, Ronaldo older and he's in way better shape? That's all I'm going to say. I love Rooney and I can't wait to see what he does against the Vancouver Whitecaps in DC United. So that's going to be interesting when DC United take on my Red Bulls. Yeah, see, my wife's not being really Christian right now, so hey. See, I'm a conservative. I can take stuff like that, and I don't fight back. You know, Well, I mean, I guess like in those Portland, Oregon, when those Antifa people are there, when they're just peacefully protesting, you know, they want you to rise up and see, look at these crazy conservatives. I'm just like, where's ABC News? Get them here. Look at these anti-Americans. We're here. Okay, why weren't... Show me all these conservatives that are... As I move back to this before I go. Show me all these conservatives that are trashing all these separate family rallies. You're not doing it. We're not sitting there. We're not... But whatever the case may be. I still think Uruguay is going to win the World Cup. We've got Fellaini. I don't see us winning a title. I don't. And I mean, if we got like a Gareth Bale or we got a Ronaldo United, maybe. But then what's the point of having them when they're going to have to learn to play long ball football with Fellaini? They're going to have to. We're only going to be as strong as our weakest link. I got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow is Independence Day, so if you're an American, get out there and celebrate. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Celebrate. Yes, I am off. tomorrow, so just gonna chill, take it easy. I don't know. I'll probably just take it easy because we're shorthanded at work and we got so much going on and so much to do and not enough people to do it all. So, just hard to believe in. It's another Independence Day, another day where we look at England and say, hey, yeah, we got rid of socialism. We got rid of a government trying to run everything about our lives. Kind of think about it in this context. I can see more Premier League games in the U.S. than they can in England. That's just mind-boggling. But that's how the world crumbles, folks. Be safe out with the fireworks. I know a lot of people in Chicago don't like fireworks because that's when they do a lot of shooting. Because guess what? The fireworks sound like guns and they can shoot and be disguised and all that. So just be safe out there. And why do you need to buy fireworks anyways? Just get paper towel rolls and fill them full of black powder. Boom. I want to thank you so much for part of. Hope you have a wonderful and wonderful, great 4th of July and enjoy it. And if you're off, be safe. If you're working, thank you so much. If you're the military and you're listening, wherever you are, thank you so much for your service and thank you for allowing to keep our independence alive, because without you, we're nothing. And that's about all I have for tonight's conversation. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. To all those serving around the world on the 4th of July, thank you so much for your service. Good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.